tribal leaders see the bingo hall as an opportunity for economic development. Longtime Wampanoag residents of the town, formerly known as Gay Head for its gaily colored cliffs, are concerned about how gaming will affect their tight-knit community. June Manning, a tribal genealogist and well-respected community volunteer, said repeated tribal votes in favor of constructing a bingo hall on tribal lands did not reflect the sentiment of local residents.
It's not something we really want in this community. This would have been better off in Bristol County.
Referring to the tribe's out-of-town political base, she said Aquinnah residents are now a minority within the tribe.
Those of us who reside here, of which there are about 100 of us, are outnumbered by the people who vote for this, who reside down island and off island.
Driving to Aquinnah in late February, past meadows, stone walls, and an expansive view of Menemsha Pond, it's difficult to envision a 10,000-square-foot dome housing 250 electronic gaming machines rising out of the landscape. But on a cold, windy day, heavy equipment operators were hard at work clearing land for the project. The facility will reportedly be built using a fabric skin over an aluminum frame, which allows for quick construction. Plans call for a beer and wine bar, outdoor seating area, and mobile food vendor area. In a press release issued Saturday night, Tribal Chairman Cheryl Andrews Maltese, who did not respond to an email request for an interview, said, "We remain committed to bringing positive economic development to our tribe, the town of Aquinnah, and our neighbors in the larger island community." Tribal member and Aquinnah Town Administrator Jeffrey Madison was born and raised in Aquinnah. A lawyer, former longtime selectman, and economic development director for the tribe in the 1990s, Madison said there's little support for the project among those who still call Aquinnah home.
You know, I'm an old guy and I've been around a while. And by my judgment, from the people that I know that grew up here, that continue to live here and form the basis of the tribe, which was federally recognized, I don't think that there's even four people who would vote to support this.
Madison, whose father was chief medicine man for the tribe, said support for a gaming facility is based on the mainland among tribal members who don't have any connection to Aquinnah.
They see this as a way for a quick buck.
Although large island development projects are subject to detailed and time-consuming review at the local and regional level, Chairman Malte said the town and the Martha's Vineyard Commission have no jurisdiction over the project. In a letter to the Aquinnah selectmen, Malte promised aggressive legal action and a severing of relations if the town attempts to interfere. The project, identified as the Aquinnah Cliffs Casino on the tribe's website, is expected to be completed in 6 months, the tribe said. This is Nelson Siegelman for WCAI.